Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting live to you and your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Ah! All right, so today we are reading a most wonderful book. I had a lot of fun writing it, and guess what it is? It is the fourth and last installment for the Nessus World set. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I love this book. I've already read through it, and I had chills. So, it's kind of a quick book, actually. Ooh, what's going on here? Okay, no, I'll just check that after the show. here, just one thing. I can never get over the sound of my wand. And I mean magical wand. It's not what you think. Woohoo! All right. Now that that's done, let me just go over quickly with the Nessus World series, set, installment. There are four books. There are four books. First one is On the Bridge of Death. Second, Leather Gloves of Death. The third, The Death of Her. And last but not least, Cheating Death, Not. So I'm going to read the book description, the blurb, and then I am probably going to go ahead and start reading, because as much as I want to talk about this book, I don't know. I guess I forgot to do like a rehearsal of it to find out how long it's going to take me to read, and I did not put in consideration the time of the song, because I haven't been able to figure out a song to play at the end of the show until today, because I need a specific type of song, and I could not find any to my liking. But there is one song that is actually pretty good. I absolutely do not like auto-tune. But the way the guy wrote the song for it, it's actually pretty good. You just got to pay attention to the words. Otherwise, the song is just not going to make very much sense. I'll explain it more once I'm done reading, but it's a really good song. As much as I absolutely do not like autotune, it's actually a really good song. So I'm going to go ahead and read the blurb, and then after that, I think I'm just going to go ahead and start reading the story. All right, cool. Okay, here's the altered version that I wrote, because it's not the original one that I'm going to be reading to you. The original one is actually a little bit different. With one final visit from Lauren Cabrera, we watch her niece grow up in a matter of days. What horrible shock to be swirled around in a tornado. Olivia Salnikov learns so much, and yet she still has time to be a kid. What a relief to be cheating death, not. I really like how I'm doing these titles into the description. It's really cool. So let's go ahead and start reading, shall we? There's probably going to be a lot of time left after I finish reading this, though. I don't know. Anyways, Cheating Death Not, written by moi. Laughing, she ran from her as best she could. She kept looking back. Her aunt was inches in catching her. She turned to a hallway of her aunt's home and noticed her favorite hiding spot. At a quick pace, she hid from her aunt. "Now where did she go?" Morn wondered. Olivia giggled, but covered her mouth instantly. A pale woman, Olivia's grandmother, pointed to the spot. "I know she went this way." She turned away from Olivia. "Well, I guess I have to give up." With a quick turn, she whipped open a door. Ha! Olivia squealed and laughed as her aunt wrapped her arms around her. Lauren kissed her head, struggled to turn around to hug her. Lauren smiled.
I love you, Auntie.
I love you too, Via. She sighed.
It's a shame Patrick is on a business trip.
She chuckled when her niece pouted and nodded. Frowning next, she touched her stomach.
Come on, your mom is probably wondering where we are. But I'm not ready to go home. Do I have to?
Lauren chuckled and nodded. Olivia pouted once more.
Olivia Salnikov, your parents love you more than anything. Just because I have a connection to a fascinating world doesn't and shouldn't change those odds for you.
Olivia hugged her again.
Would you like to talk to Grandma before we leave?
She pulled away to jump excitedly and nod. Lauren Cabrera Boyle was able to see and talk with ghosts ever since she was six. Even when everyone doubted her, she never once doubted herself and felt proud of her talent. Her heart fell heavy, though, when she didn't see her parents after they supposedly died close to a year later. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know why I'm stuttering. After joining the Nessus family, did she finally find them? They never felt more proud for her, even when she helped the ghosts who stayed at their local base. Lauren became the base's medium. Before Olivia was born, she worried her niece would have a near-death experience. She made certain her niece chose carefully of her actions. Lauren helped Grandma Cabrera communicate with her. Though she loved her parents' choice of staying rather than crossing over, she felt disappointed for not getting over the truth of their deaths. Grandma Cabrera noticed it, too. I'm actually stopping there just for a moment because I want to explain something. Throughout the book, I don't bring this up ever again, and I'm realizing that I probably should, but I know that if I do that, the book is going to be a lot longer with a bunch of complications, and I don't want to do that for the last book of the set. So this gives you guys ideas of what could happen if there is going to be a fifth book. But I really don't want there to be a fifth book if it's going to be about Lauren's family. No, none of that. All right, back to the book. Grandma Cabrera noticed it, too.
I wish I could talk to them like you, Aunt Rin. Via, what did I tell you about my name?
She pursed her lips before responding.
Not to use nicknames.
That's right. And besides, in order to receive any talent, something drastic needs to happen.
I don't want you to have that trauma, okay?
Olivia nodded. After that, she and her grandmother talked for a few more minutes. Lauren raised her brows when her ghost disappeared in the blink of an eye. Grandmother Cabrera fell asleep. The medium sighed and told Olivia what happened.
Does that mean we're leaving?
The eight-year-old asked. Her aunt nodded. That's when Grandpa Cabrera walked in from the kitchen.
Bipsy, a storm is coming.
How bad will it be?
He answered with raised brows. Her eyes widened.
Come on, Via, we must go. Did Grandpa predict something?
Lauren didn't reply, only pushed her closer to the door.
What did he say?
Stared at the sky when they stepped outside. Their eyes grew big as saucers. Debris circled above the ground. The air surrounding them felt stiff and still. Clouds slowly turned a greenish hue. At that moment, a loud roar sounded, but didn't fade like thunder would.
We have to hurry,
Lauren whispered with a hoarse voice. They quickly climbed in her car. It took half the time to reach Olivia's home. Hardly anyone drove in that weather.
Auntie Lauren, I don't like this.
When they reached the front door, Olivia could barely hear a thing. The loud roar continued. For a split moment, though, she thought she heard a cry.
Do you hear that?
She turned around and observed their surroundings.
Olivia, where are you going?
Olivia ran to her neighbor's pool. A toy fox terrier, a small white short-furred dog, with no collar, huddled against the tool shed. After seeing Olivia, he barked once more. She picked him up.
A puppy? You're safe now, puppy.
She hugged him. When Grandpa Cabrera saw what she did, he smiled. He then put two fingers in his mouth and blew a loud and long whistle. Lauren hurried to her side.
Are you all right? You okay?
She rushed. She saw the dog.
A dog? You heard a dog all the way from here? Distance hearing. That's a nemesis. Is that possible?
She thought before touching her stomach.
Ugh, I think I'm going to be sick. Come on, we got to get to the basement,
Lauren yelled over the roar. They reached the front door once again. After entering inside and placing down the dog, Olivia cocked her head. She stopped her aunt from closing the door.
What are you doing? Olivia, the basement! The neighbors! They never let in their dogs!
She yelled. She ran out the next second. Lauren yelled for her to stop.
They have lives, too!
Oh, Olivia, she whispered with a small smile.
Dad! Dad!
She yelled, remembering animals can hear and see ghosts, too. He hurried to her.
Will you help with the other dogs? I need to make sure Delilah and Alex are safe.
He smiled. Why do you think I whistled? He asked wryly. Lauren rolled her eyes. He and Olivia hurried to the other houses. They made certain the seven dogs left behind were moved to safety. Only one dog remained. Barking, she curled in a chair on a front lawn. Olivia saw the big dog, a boxer. She hurried to grab her collar. The dog wouldn't budge. She groaned.
Come on! I'm sure your family is waiting for you!
She yelled over the roar. The dog shook her head. Slobber flew from her mouth.
Ugh!
She stepped back. At that moment, what looked like a metal frame flew behind her. It whirled around, hitting her neep in the process. Grandpa Cabrera saw that and ran to her. He shook his head. He reappeared to Lauren.
Hurry! Olivia's hurt!
She followed him to where Olivia had fallen.
Only she wasn't there. Olivia!
Lauren shouted. They searched everywhere, but not... Oh, sorry. They searched everywhere, but above them. The boxer gave her a loud, short bark as she flew in the fast, rough winds. In a dreamless sleep, Olivia flew around with the dog.
Olivia!
She cried in horror. She ran after her, but Grandpa Cabrera stopped her.
It's already forming. You'll be caught in its path.
Tears streaked her cheeks.
I should have stopped her.
He wished he could hug her like he once did when she was six.
We both know she loves animals as much as she loves her parents.
She covered her face.
I can't believe this,
she thought. Grandpa Cabrera looked up to see Olivia spinning faster in the rough winds. The rough winds helped those greenish-black clouds form into a big, thin tornado. As they formed faster, her person drifted further away.
Bipsy!
Hearing him, she looked up. She gasped. Her eyes followed the direction of her niece. Lauren ran toward her.
Doreen!
She screamed as loud as she could. Her ghostly friend appeared a few seconds later.
I'm losing Olivia!
Noreen looked around and found her.
Oh my gosh!
She whispered. Thinking of the unconscious niece, she pointed her hand at her.
She then moved her, with little difficulty, closer to the ground of a neighbor's house. Before her person landed, Lauren observed Olivia.
"She was hit in the neck. I can see the bruise," she yelled over the continuous roar. "I have to take her to the hospital. Would one of you stay with Delilah and Alex?"
"I will," Grandpa Cabrera yelled. "Neron, you head to base. Let them know what happened." She nodded.
"Stay out of the tornado's path,"
Noreen warned her. Lauren gulped.
"Not like this. I didn't mean this,"
Lauren thought as she carried her to the closest hospital. Though it was 2 miles away, she feared using a car during tornado weather. It took her close to 40 minutes. The winds picked up during that time and almost took her and Olivia. When they did pick up, she planted her feet firmly on the ground after hiding. She didn't want the same thing happen to her.
"Someone help!"
she called while stepping inside. A nurse rushed to her.
"I didn't see what happened, but I think debris hit her.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of people coming in with injuries. You'll have to wait," she said with disappointment.
"No, you have to take her. If you don't, she'll die."
She saw the nurse narrow her brows and eyes.
"She was hit on the back of her neck. Look."
The nurse did so. Olivia's bruise and its placement worried her.
"Please, I don't want to lose my niece. Could I get a gurney over here?"
the nurse called. In a matter of seconds, her request was fulfilled. She explained to them the situation as they wheeled her further into the hospital. Lauren followed as far as she was allowed. She called Alex and her sister next. She had to let them know what happened. Sorry. The couple's worry worsened. They had to wait, though, until the tornado was gone. By the time Olivia awoke, 8 hours had passed. The tornado continued to damage their city. It never left, and not once hurt Lauren's home or Olivia's neighborhood.
Huh.
That worried both Lauren and the local Nessus base.
"Auntie?"
Olivia whispered. Lauren turned to her.
"Is the doggy okay?"
She chortled.
"Yeah, she's in a safe place now."
Tears poured from her eyes.
"How are you feeling?"
"Tired."
Her eyes blinked slowly.
"My neck hurts."
"Something hit you. The doctor used his best work to clear the mess in your neck."
She stopped herself. Lauren didn't want to tell her.
Is that weird weather gone?"
she wondered with a quiet voice. Lauren shook her head.
"I wish it was."
A minute later, the roar and rough winds stopped. Hearing the silence made Lauren look. Her eyes widened. The tornado was gone.
"What weather would you like?"
Olivia replied with the words she knew. The sun shone brightly next. The only clouds left turned a light gray and sprinkled light rain, causing a rainbow to appear.
"Goodness! What is it?"
Olivia took her time getting out of bed. While walking to a window, she held onto the IV stand.
"That's pretty."
She paused.
"Wait, didn't I this? "Yes, Thea, you made this happen,"
she whispered. She turned to her niece. Lauren kneeled to face her.
"I tried so hard for you not to have trauma like this."
Olivia lowered her head in disappointment. Lauren lifted her chin and smiled.
"I cannot imagine a better power for you, though." "Thank you, Auntie Lauren,"
she whispered, hugging her the next second. She couldn't hug tight like she normally did. Her person barely had any energy or strength.
Olivia! Olivia!
Delilah cried. She lets go of Lauren to hug her mom next.
Oh, my princess, you're all right. You're all right.
She repeated. She continued to do so.
You're all right. You're all right. Oh, you're all right. Mommy,
she whispered.
Auntie Lauren said I had trauma.
Delilah pulled away to face Arivia. Her brows narrowed.
What is trauma?
She looked at her sister. And that is actually where I am going to stop. Dun 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 dun. I know, there's a lot of time left to talk. Well, not technically not a lot, but considering how long the song is. But it does give me some time to talk to you guys. And maybe, well, no, I'll do that after the show. My finger's going numb. Okay. So what else is there to talk about? If you're following me on my Facebook page or even on one of my YouTube channels, I do apologize for not uploading the Nancy Drew video for my gaming channel. I actually finally was able to change my Google name to Rabbit Fun World. Because originally I wanted to call it... Wait, what? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I'm sorry, guys. I need to check this out. It seems the company I work for, they're doing a Periscope. They're offline. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. Jay Bilas is prepping in the green room at the Wooden Award. See how a pro priest. This is freaking awesome. Oh, man, that's awesome. It only lasted like a few seconds. Are they not going to do it? No? Okay. All right. Well, unfortunate. That was awesome, though. It was nice to see their activity on Periscope. That's awesome. All right, so what was I going to talk about? My channel. So I really want to call my gaming channel Rabbits Fun World, and the only way to do that is to change my Google Plus name, because originally my Google Plus name was going to be my real name, but since I have to change it in order for it to match my YouTube channel name, I just changed it to Rabbit Fun World, and I capitalized the F and the W in Fun World for the last name. Pretty funny. I do apologize for not uploading the Nancy Drew video for today. I did say on my Twitter earlier this week that I would probably not be uploading those videos, but that was because I thought the Twitch live stream of Her Interactive was going to be an all-day kind of thing, but it's not, so... I will be uploading that video right after the show, in fact. So I'm looking forward to that. My chapter reading for Musketeer Power, I was originally going to upload that today, but I had forgotten about the live stream. I've been looking forward to for weeks. So that will be uploaded. The book reading video will be uploaded tomorrow. I don't know when, but I know it's going to be tomorrow, probably early in the morning, so that it can be uploaded before midnight. Because with it being HD and with it being over 20 minutes, it's going to take at least 6 hours for it to upload. So I still have some time left. Okay. Ow. Why is my hand going numb? Ow. Stop it. Okay. Let's see, what else to talk about? That's right, Twitch. Okay, let me open that up. Her Interactive, if you're not familiar with them, they're the company that has been making Nancy Drew games for the past It's not 25 years. For the past, I think it's almost 30 years now. It's either 30 years or 32 years. I remember doing the math for it I remember doing the math last year, and I've already forgotten. But Her Interactive is doing a live stream. Tonight is the last night of it. But Her Interactive is doing a live stream of, you know, just playing Nancy Drew games and chatting with us people who use Twitch, which is awesome because I have Twitch. In fact, Little Jackalope, who does the blogs and all that for Her Interactive, she does the gameplay and all that, and she's really nice, and she's actually answered some of my stuff, which is super awesome. I'm super stoked. Okay, so you can go to twitch.tv. Hang on, let me check the time. Oh, yeah, no. Let me just tell you guys about this, and then I'm going to head out. Hey, they're live again. Sweet. So twitch.tv, you can go there, and when you get there, look up Nancy_Drew_games, and you'll be able to find them. I'm already behind. Okay, so they're going to go live at like 7 o'clock Central Time. You get that compared to your time zone, and you'll be able to watch them play. They are awesome. I love a Little Jackalope, and I got to get going. So I'm going to head out with the really bad auto-tuned song, but it's a great song, though. I think you might like it. This is Hurricanes and Twisters by, I think it's Par MR, or Mr. Par, I don't know. I hope you enjoy it, because it's a spinoff, or it's like a tornado spinoff of, it's by Train.
These are the whirlwinds that baby you see.